Good day, it's Moni. MIOUXNIE. I hope you're having a great day and living your best life and not being afraid to live and be happy and to love and to experience and just to feel emotions. I had a talk with my brother last night, which I didn't plan on having that talk, but it was very good for me. Our talk was pretty good. So, it helped a lot. And because I already know that I need to do certain things to be where I'm supposed to be in life, to impact more people. I mean, there's certain things that I just gotta do. And a lot of hesitation comes in when, I don't know, you're afraid to like mess up, or you're afraid to at some points make your parents look bad or make yourself look bad, and then I guess there's pride in there, because not wanting to ask for help and wanting to feel like you can do it all by yourself and all this stuff. So we talked about a lot of different things, but it was encouraging talking to my brother, because I don't know, I needed that conversation. And even though I cried half of the conversation, and it was probably like almost 2 hours long, I mean, it was very helpful. Like, I needed to like talk through some things, and people need to be okay with being vocal about what they're going through. A lot of times people keep all their emotions and everything in themselves to themselves, and they don't ask for help in any way. People have gone through life and like just ignored stuff, let stuff go, because they didn't want to ask for help. And some people is worse than others, but I told him that I was used to just doing shit on my own. So I felt like I'm trying to do it on my own, so I'm trying to show people like you can do it. And you can do it somewhat on your own, but when people are offering themselves or offering help, or when you have people that love you that want to see you win, like, for you not to allow them to help you is a disservice to probably both of you, to you and them, because you could be moving forward faster if you ask for help, and that could help them in the long run, which can turn around and help more people. So it's actually like a problem when people don't ask for help or take help when it's handed to you. That's one of the things that I think, another one of the things that I regret with my cousin, because like he was just trying to help me. He was trying to be there, and he's such a good person. I'm turning this around and making it about not allowing what he imparted to me to go in vain. I can't sit on everything that I have and everything that he saw in me and let it go in vain. I need to make sure that I pursue everything that I need to pursue. And in some ways, it's saying thank you for all the advice and long talks and that I love yous and I'm here to help you and believe in you and make it happens and all this other stuff. So that's going to be from here forward. Today is the 21st. Jesus, have mercy. Jesus. Today's the 21st. So I just got to move. Make some moves from here. And I mean, I already have, but I just need to do things a little bit differently. It still caught me off guard. It's unexpected. Like, that hurt. Like, that hurt me really bad. And I don't experience people close to me like passing. I've been blessed. So for that to happen, like, it like was a blow, 'cause I'm not used to dealing with that type of pain. And the first thing that I would do in the past was, before I came into the person I'm becoming, is I would retreat completely. Like, I would just not talk to nobody, not be on social media, not tell people what I'm feeling. And that's not necessarily a good thing, because that's not helping nobody, and it's definitely not helping myself, because I'm just wallowing in sorrow. Like, if something bad happened to me, because I, like I said, I haven't experienced this close of a person like passing. Like, I haven't experienced this. So this hurt me. And he was young. Like, I mean, I lost two of my grandfathers. I talked about them passing. I lost my aunt. Talked about her passing, and I lost my dog earlier this year, which I know is, but he was a part of my family for real. But my cousin and brother and mentor and producer and like who he was to me, and then making plans. Already making plans about stuff. Like, I don't know, it just hit a little bit differently than I've ever experienced. So trying to move past that has been a little difficult, because I'm like, he deserves He just deserves, he deserved a lot, deserves a lot. So, I don't even know what to say. But I have been focusing my attention on music and art. I try not to talk to people and bring it up, because it does hit when I talk to people about it. I've been trying to avoid talking about it too much, because I know what I need to do. I know what I need to do. So I'm just gonna, you know, make it happen. I remember, like, when I first started doing my podcast, like, in 2018, and I started talking about my life, there were times where I was just, like, have pockets of quiet. Like, I was trying to find words, but I didn't know what to say. I didn't know how to express my feelings. And a lot of times when I don't know how to express my feelings, it comes out through either music, because I don't know, it flows through music, or it flows through my artwork, or, you know, something being something creative. So I have to have different avenues to be able to get my feelings out. Otherwise, I feel like I'm going to explode inside. So the podcast is one of the things. And then, so fast forward to the past, like, year or whatever, I think. The past year, I've been trying to do more visual podcasts. Even though I still kind of avoided doing it, but I did a couple more visual podcasts, or videos, just videos, showing how I'm dealing with my life as I move forward. Because at the end of the day, I know that I'm going to be successful and I'm going to make this shit happen, because I'm the only one who can do it. God put all this stuff inside of me. This is what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to impact people with my life and the journey through my life. A lot of times that we listen and we hear people's books, I mean, we read people's books, or we listen to them on audiobook, and we see the after effect. After they've experienced all the shit, then you see where they are. But I'm actually talking about what I'm going through as I get there. And yes, it seems like it's taking a little bit longer. There's a lot more shit that I'm going through. There's a lot of healing going through, and there's a lot of emotions being involved. I'm actually being more emotional than I ever have. I've always kept my emotions inside, my anger, my pain, my rage, my sorrow, my happiness. Even, like, even though I've always been a happy person, like, I contain everything. But I'm trying to put it out there. So doing that, people will look at you a certain way. Regardless, if you keep it all inside, they're going to look at you a certain way. If you let it out, they're going to look at you a certain way. The video that I posted, I had received a text message about, which bothered the shit out of me, because it made me feel like somebody is thinking that I'm doing this, I'm putting this out there, I'm telling people about my four likes, or for that is not why, that is not my purpose at all with anything that I'm doing. My whole, even though I paint myself, even though I do funny videos sometimes, even though I do videos just about my, talking about my life, even though when I show the process of, like, making my soap, when I'm showing what I'm doing in my life, it's showing a process from where I was to in depression, feeling like, you know, damn near suicidal, like I didn't want to be here, why am I here, to success. To I'm eliminating all the bullshit that has been put into my mind and my spirit and how I grew up, the insecurities, the being afraid to fail, just all the bullshit that has been put into me from whatever, and that I've created myself, to eliminating all of that stuff and becoming completely who I'm supposed to be at my core. So when people, I have to understand, you know, the more that I put myself out there, the more bullshit I'll get. Okay, you know, but I guess because, like, for me to get a text message saying I shouldn't have did it, like, person, you don't know me at all. Like, I'm not out here putting myself, if that was the case, I mean, yeah, that bothered me. But this is why I'm learning how to be like, fuck people's opinions, because they have no clue what I'm doing or why I'm doing it. You don't care to find out if I'm really okay. You're just saying, oh, you shouldn't have did that. Like, you have no remorse, no sympathy. You just don't care. And then when my response back was, well, why would you do that? Why would you say something like that? I lost somebody so close to me. And then the whole rebuttal back, we from two different places, and we grew up two different sides. I'm from here, you're from there, blah, blah. I lost somebody before, blah, blah, blah. You're a Scorpio shit, and that Scorpio shit, what the hell? Like, I was so lost. I was like, I can't believe I'm reading this text message while I'm at my choir rehearsal, because I'm trying to come out of my shell of being so timid and not feeling like I'm great at singing, and I'm trying to do something, and then you're bringing me some bullshit. Like, and I'm trying to sing and stuff, sir. And I had to put my phone on Do Not Disturb again. That's what I usually do when I get to a certain place where I can't, you know, handle shit. Like, I put my phone on Do Not Disturb. And then when I see I have a missed call, because I don't want to hear my phone ring. And when I see I have a missed call from a certain person that I want to talk to, then I'll call them back or text them. There's certain things that I got to, like, limit myself to. And that's how you got to get to. When you really have a real purpose and a plan for your life and want to succeed, you can't allow everybody's bullshit and opinions to impact your thoughts. And that's what some people do, and they can't handle it. Like, you know, they get stressed out about, like, oh, you know, the people that always want to talk shit. You always want to find something to critique somebody about. What the fuck are you doing with your life? You know who don't really critique? The people who are super successful and are doing shit that they want to, they're not going to sit there and critique somebody for doing something that they felt that they needed to do. It don't just because somebody posts a video about their sorrow, about what's going on, doesn't mean they're trying to go for likes or for somebody feeling sorry for them or for a handout. So people need to learn to mind their fucking business. But, you know, society has it to where we mind everybody else's business. So as an individual, and where I'm going, I have to realize that this shit is, that's not going to be the first time. I mean, that's not going to be the last time this shit happens. It's going to happen again. So I just got to be okay with it and learn to be like, you know, okay, delete. Okay, moving on. This is a process for me, and I'm learning so much. In these past 3 fucking years, I've fucking learned so fucking much. I am a completely different person than I was 3 years ago. Completely different. And I used to feel like I needed to prove myself and tell people why I'm doing this. I'm doing this because of this. I'm doing this because of this. But if people really, I was listening to Kevin Samuels last night. Of course, I'm going to put his name out there. Because a lot of people talk a lot of shit about him. And these people that talk shit only talk shit about, like, a snippet of a video that they saw. They haven't watched his videos over time. They haven't watched several of his videos in entirety. Like, they've only watched a portion of the video and they got frustrated and they turned it off. Yeah, some of the stuff he says, I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck? But if you listen to the purpose, that the whole roundness of what he's talking about and why he's all using his platform, it's more than just, like, it's not an attack of women, it's a correction of women. And of course, women nowadays, I don't even want to be around a whole bunch of women, certain women, because they nasty. They got a nasty attitude. They don't want to act right. They feel like they're on top of the world, blah, blah, blah. And they always want to talk shit behind your back. There's a certain type of woman. And I'm like, nah, I'm good. So those are the women that he's talking about. The ones that can't accept correction and don't want to be better, just want to talk over everybody, think that their way is the only way, and there's nobody. That's what. And so people are judging him. And I was listening to his video yesterday and his live video last night, and it was saying women were saying to him, the whole video was about why women think Kevin Samuels doesn't like women. And so every woman that he was getting on there, and they were like, well, I don't think you don't like black women. It's that you're just rude and you're just this way. And or the one woman said, oh, I don't think you like any type of woman, not just black women, just any women. And then they couldn't. They was point out one particular show, and because of something that he allowed or whatever, but they didn't have, like, if you're gonna say that a person is a certain way, then have some facts. I mean, if you're going to say that, then lay out the facts. Lay out, well, this happened at this time. This is what I thought about that, and allow a person to defend themselves, since you automatically think this person a certain way, when they allow you to give your opinion and to tell them facts. Why do you think this way? Then have the facts, and then let the person defend themselves and say, well, you were wrong at this, or this is what I meant by that, or this is why I did that. And allow the person to explain. Don't just be talking all over the person. It's frustrating when you're trying to be, when you're trying to show the world something. Like, people don't like that, the fact that I cuss. Like, I've heard that. People don't like the fact that I cuss on music. People don't like the fact that I paint myself and I show, you know, my body. People don't like the fact that, you know, people don't like shit about everybody. But that means you can easily unfollow, delete, you know, it's easy fix. You ain't never got to see me again. You ain't got to hear me. Don't listen in. Because there's somebody that my life is affecting in a good way. Because just like he said, he was like, he's brought families back together. He's helped people to go to therapy or go back to therapy, to get their life to connect back good. Because there's so many black women that aren't getting married and they're not finding a significant other because there's things going on and there's healing that needs to happen within themselves so they can attract the right man and they can build something together. But we're so broken that we don't feel like we need to be fixed. That we're just like, oh no, he gonna take me as I am. Oh no, because and if he think he gonna be like that, then because I'm that boss bitch. And women and their attitudes and their, like, you know, it's just over the top. I'm not saying that a woman can't be like, you know, have an opinion. But be a woman about it. If you want a man, be a woman. That's the whole thing. It's about, you know, attracting the opposite. You know, if you want a man, be a woman. If you want masculine energy, be a feminine energy. Not saying you have to be so like some man. Yes, massa. Yes, sir. I bring you your water, sir. Can I rub your toes, sir? I'm not talking about that type of bullshit. But I'm talking about be a woman. Don't be afraid to be vulnerable with him. Don't be afraid to be like, I need you. Don't be afraid to ask him, you know, for advice. Stop. Like, some women are just like, I know everything and you know nothing. Not only to men, but to other women too. Because they think they're on top of the world and no one can tell them anything. And that's what I see as a repeating thing on his show when he's interviewing these women. They don't shut up and listen. They think they know and they want to have an answer to everything. And without saying, yeah, that is right. And leaving it at that. But then, but. There's a lot of buts. But you don't do this to men. But you don't do this to the men. But that's the thing. Everybody isn't for everybody. There's a person out there that's talking to men. He's not apparently he's not Kevin Samuels. But Kevin Samuels sees something that's broken in women. So that's what he's talking to. Yes, he talks to men too. But there's a brokenness in women, and women need to understand what that is. And some women have been able to effectively change things in their lives from listening to him. I've even listened to myself. I paid attention to myself. Like, well, do I do that? There are certain things that we got to be open to if we want change, if we want something different. If you going around and you ain't got no man, ain't no prospects, ain't nobody want to talk to you, blah, 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 then what is wrong with you as an individual? Fix yourself completely and be happy and loving to yourself. If you don't want to be around, if you were outside and you were a friend to yourself, would you want to be around you the way you act? For real? Pay attention to the way you act. Pay attention to how you treat people. Is that what you want? Because I can almost guarantee if you don't want to show enough, nobody else want it. They'll pretend and play like they, you know, oh, yeah, she go, and then be like, child, I ain't dealing with her. This is all about everybody has their place with certain people. Everybody is not for everybody. And if I would just understand that, then when people say certain shit to me, I will just let it roll off. But I am learning because I'm not for everybody. That's just not my purpose. There are some people that can talk to, that can go in any platform. Again, C.T. Fletcher with his motivational speaking, and he'd be like, it's your motherfucking set. He's not going to go to a church talking about it's your motherfucking set. E.T. the hip hop preacher. Baseball cap, Jordans, shorts, sweats, t-shirt. He was allowed in churches, but then he's not allowed at some corporate events because he won't wear a suit. He doesn't cuss, but he can't go to some corporations because they require him to wear a suit. He's like, I'm not for you. I don't care what your money says. We good. That's what I respect. People being individuals and not allowing people to make them something that they're not. I am who I am. I'm loving who I am. The better I get, the more I love myself. Because I'm open to being better. But I want to be me. Because that's the most free I feel. Free to actually empower other people. We're not supposed to be robots. We're not supposed to be doing what everybody else is doing. We're not supposed to be rude and talking shit to this person or about this person because they're doing some shit that I don't think they should be doing. I don't care about that. Our focus needs to be on ourselves. What are you accomplishing in your life while you talking shit about that person? What the fuck are you doing? Oh, you didn't like what I posted on my Instagram? Oh, you didn't like it? Oh, okay. What the fuck are you doing? What advice do you have to give me? Oh, you not calling me asking me if I'm okay. You just telling me I shouldn't have posted it. Why the fuck does your opinion even fucking matter? Because at this point, it really doesn't, and neither do you. Bye. don't know. I don't know why we allow ourselves to go through these things and allow ourselves to be torn down by people who just don't care. They just want to sit back because they're not doing shit with their lives. They just sit back and look at everybody else's and want to point fingers and say what they should and shouldn't be doing, and you ain't doing shit. I'm learning. I'm learning to pay closer attention to who I allow closer to me, or in my circle, or just near me at all, because that can affect you. Sometimes we can't, like, I mean, we can't know what's going to happen in the future, but we can, you know, I still try to guard. I try to guard my energy. My energy is important to me. I need to make sure I'm good. Anyway, so Moni's getting on her hustle. I'm going to keep on mentioning there's certain things that I want to do this this year. So there's a Christmas singing. It's called In Tune. It's going to be December 18th. December 18th in Greensboro. So I'm going to be singing at that. And then I am asking the Lord, asking God, the universe, myself, to get myself ready for an event that's going to happen in December 3rd, I think it's 4th and 5th. And it's the Black Girl Art Show. I really want to be a part of that. All I need to have is, like, I need to apply. There's a $250 fee that I'm going to, that I need to put in. And then I need to have the artwork. And then I need to travel, be able to travel to Atlanta and stay there for 2 or 3 days to set up. And so I need to have a van. But I really believe that that would be a good avenue for me, because I have things to give people. I have things to share with people. There are people that see my work and they're like inspired and feel good about it. And that's what I love seeing. So I need to go there. And I need to be able to show the people in Atlanta and whoever comes around from around the surrounding cities or wherever who I am, who God has created me to be, and let my work bless them. So I need to be there. That's December 4th and 5th. So I'm, these are some things that I'm in the name of God. October, I don't really have a whole bunch of plans for November, but October, I need to, it's already close. It's my birthday month. That's when I go all out and I do like the most until the end of the year. The music that I was working on with my cousin, like, he gave me some beats, and I want to put out the songs that I worked with him in a month of October for my birthday month. And yeah, so I'm gonna make this shit happen for sure. I'm gonna make this shit happen. God didn't give me all this to do nothing with. He didn't. I'm supposed to be blessing people's lives with what I do. So that's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to allow people to help me. So if you wanting to help in some way, positive feedback, money, sharing what I do, sharing my podcast, sharing my artwork, my skincare business, sharing it, like, that's good for me too. Like, I appreciate that. Like, if somebody needs something, you know, a piece for their birthday or for Valentine's Day or for Christmas or for a housewarming, I got that. Mouxnie.com, Mouxnie. I have things on there, and I'm creating some new pieces. But within the next couple years, within the next year or year and a half, I plan on having a gallery where people can come and actually stroll through and visit and see my work and me and everything that I do. So that's one of my big goals. So like, this is not a game to me. It's just taking a little bit more time than I thought it would. But I know it's gonna be great, and I know that, like, I want to hear people like saying, like, you helped me. Like, I've already been hearing that, and it blesses me. Like, that shit motivates me. Like, you don't understand what you've done, like, to my life. Like, you've encouraged me, you've helped me, your life has, you know, that shit makes me happy. So yeah. But Mouxnie.com, Mouxnie on Instagram, Mouxnie. And yep, I'll be back for another podcast when I have to talk. This is my way to talk. Everybody don't want to hear me rant and shit. So this is my motivational speaker talks. We're going to do this, Brandon. And Shannon, we gonna do this. I love y'all. And I love my listeners. I hope the best for y'all. I hope y'all accomplish all your dreams and everything that you want and be a blessing to your families. Remember to look in the mirror and tell yourself you're beautiful, you're sexy, you're amazing, you're healthy, you're successful, wealthy, prosperous. Money comes to you easily and frequently, that you're able to bless others and in turn blesses who you are. You're great. All right, it's Mouxnie.